الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وأخرج أيضا الترمذي عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا بني، إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل. ثم قال: يا بني، وذلك من سنتي، ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني، ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة. Imam Tirmidhi also narrates a hadith from Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu is very important and interesting person. His mother Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha is a cousin of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his great-grandmother, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib, the son of Hashim. And so Hashim married a woman from Yathrib, which was the previous name of Medina Munawwara, and she bore him Abdul Muttalib as a son. And so that's one of the reasons that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has relatives in Medina, and that helps him during his hijrah. This is the planning of Allah Ta'ala in terms of his nubuwwah, that when he makes hijrah to Medina, he's not a stranger over there. So Sulaym, who is the mother of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, is actually a mahram of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by rada'a. He is actually a sister of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by nursing. And so when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Medina, she says to him — this is a small snippet of a larger hadith — she says to him that everybody came and gave you a gift now that you came, and I have nothing to give you. So in lieu of a gift, I put this son of mine forward that he should serve you and help you in your daily duties. And so this is what happened, is that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik wasn't like a servant in the house in the sense of, you know, cooking and cleaning and waiting on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beck and call, but there was certain duties of the household that needed to be done. You need a little kid to be able to go in and out of the house and seat guests, and then, you know, put people in line and see who needs to talk first to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose matters are urgent, etc., etc. So he did this service for several years for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this hadith is one of the first pieces of advice that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu when he's just a young kid and his mother brought him to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, "Oh my dear son, if you're able to wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night, or if you're able to have the morning pass over you and the night pass over you in such a state that your heart doesn't have insincerity or ill will toward anyone, then do so." And this is a very powerful hadith. One might ask, how can I have sincerity and not bear ill will or not bear malice towards somebody who harmed me or wronged me? And the answer is that you should always wish the best for everybody. How can I bear goodwill towards somebody who's harming Islam and killing the Muslims and just an all-around evil person? At the very minimum, you should at least bear a person this much goodwill that you pray that they stop. Allah stop them from committing whatever evil that they're doing. Because every sin a kafir does, or every sin a Muslim does for that matter, it plunges their maqam lower and lower. Even a person who is a person of kufr, the one who commits more sins will have a worse maqam in Jahannam as opposed to the one who commits less sins. And so you should at least want this much, that Allah Ta'ala, from a bad person, at least He stopped them for their sake, stopped them from plunging lower and lower in maqam with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But a person should never begrudge this good feeling or this wish for good for everybody, and know that good is relative depending on who the person you're talking about is. So if you're able to, oh my dear son, if you're able to have the morning pass over you and the night pass over you in such a state that there is no ill will or malice toward anybody, then do so. Then Sayyidina Anas bin Malik says that then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said to me, "Oh my dear son, and know that that is my sunnah." That's my sunnah. It's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to have ill will toward anybody. فمن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني. Whoever loves my sunnah, that person has loved me. And whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. And it's very interesting that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a great number of ahadith about the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the benefits of the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But again, this tells you, paints a very different picture of the word sunnah than many people are used to seeing, because they look at sunnah as a legalistic term or a fiqh term, meaning something that's not obligatory. And that is, I mean, the word is used in that context often, but we need to, in order to give our iman life, we need to be able to hear the word sunnah, and there's a shawq, there's a longing toward that thing. That this is a sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you hear that, you should click in your head, and that's from my sunnah, and whoever loves my sunnah, that person has loved me, and whoever loves me is with me in Jannah. If that clicks in our head, inshallah, Allah ta'ala will make easy for us the path to a good life in this world and the path to success in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give all of us so much tawfiq. Wa sallallahu tabarak wa ta'ala wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.